Okay, let's get into Tehillim Perek Yud Aleph as we continue with another perek relating to the success of the Rishayim. This must have been, and this was on David HaMelech's mind, as it is on Eov's mind, as it is on many Jews, Moshe Rabbeinu's mind, one of the questions that we have. But this short perek, which is only seven psukim, is an answer to those who tell David HaMelech, or to whoever is saying the perek, why don't you just give up? Why don't you just run away and run to the mountains and hide? So either this is about those that are saying physically, like enemies that are saying to us, run away and hide because we're going to defeat you. Or, as we'll see, some say that this is the Radak and others, that this is, or other Mefarshim, that it has to do with spiritual dangers. Give in and don't rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much, the Har. Run away to the mountains, run away from the Har Hashem, and just give in, because, the tzaddikim are going to fall, and the Rishayim are going to succeed. And this short perek is a defense of David HaMelech defending himself and telling me, don't tell me to run away. I have bitachon. Hashem's going to help me either if it's physical victory or it's spiritual victory. Some say, Rashi says, that maybe this is talking about when David HaMelech was running away during the days of Shaul, when Shaul HaMelech, in the whole second half of Shmuel Aleph, David HaMelech is running away and he's hiding in different places. And that's what he's referring to. Those that tell him, David, just run away from Eretz Yisrael and don't try to establish yourself. Maybe he's referring to that. That's what Rashi says. So let's see the pair. Lam natseach la David Bashem. And David Hashem says, Bashem chasisi, I have trust and faith and I hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How could you say to me, Nudi harachem tzipar, run away, fly away like a bird. Just run away either, again, from physical enemies or from the spiritual enemies. The Radak says, Nudi kri, hakasiv kineged haguf v'hanefesh. The pasuk is the physical and the spiritual. Klomar, ki amru son av alav, ki gufo yovad. Sheyamis oso Shaul, right? Like his enemies are saying, run away from Shaul. Don't ever try to come. V'nafsho gamkein. Shaya omer malav shehu Russia. V'nafsho tovad v'tanud. And right, the enemies are saying, David, you're a. I mean, maybe, and then maybe this is referring to later on in David's life. When there were those that made fun of him and they wanted to say that he sinned, that he's not able to do tshuva. So on both of those, it's saying that David is being told by others, just give up. Just give up. Don't think that you could stand there. The Bardak says a little bit further. Hayachoshev lihi malepo soam akom. Says the pasuk. Kihine harishayim, because David HaMelech stands up and says, how could you tell me to run away? Hine harishayim yidrukun keshas, the wicked. The wicked, Rashi says, maybe he's talking about Doeg, those that wanted to get David in trouble in the days of Shaul. Harishoyim yidruchun keshes, they get their bows ready. Konanu chitzam al yeser, they get their arrows ready to shoot at me. Some say that the arrows are like Lashon Hara, right? Like Doeg was the Baal Lashon Hara par excellence. Liros b'ma ofel, they're going to shoot at night. Liyishrei lev, they're going to shoot at night to those who are straight of heart. Ki hashasos yehareisun. But they're trying to break the foundations. What are the foundations? Rashi says the tzaddikim and the kohanim, right? Shaul HaMelech destroyed and wiped out the whole city of Novir HaKohanim. Ki hashasos yeharisun. They're breaking the foundations of the world. The tzaddikim keep up the world, right? Atorah avod v'agmil chasadim. The foundations of the world. Tzaddik mapal. What did the tzaddik do? Right, David HaMelech maybe is talking about himself. Rashi says, "Ki hashasos yeharisun al yedeichem nehergu kohanei Hashem atzadikim shem shasos shel olam tzadik mapal David shelochata mapal bechalzos atem tisu avon v'lo ani." Don't think I'm going to have to suffer for this, right? It's not me. But David HaMelech is stating with clarity that he trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem is going to take care of it. Hashem beheichal kacho. Hashem is in his holy abode. Hashem bashamayim kiso. Hashem is in the heavens with his throne. Let's read the whole pasuk, then we'll mention some shatim. Einav yechezu, his eyes see. Right, his eyes see. Right, you think Hashem is not watching. His eyes see. Af apav yivchanu bnei adam. His eyelids look. What's an eyelid? Eyelid, sometimes the eyelid, right, the eyes are closed, and then sometimes they're open, right? So you think that Hashem's not watching, but it's afapav with those eyelids. Yivchanu b'nei Adam. Hashem is bochein. Hashem searches out and tests. A lot to say on this pasuk. First of all, the Rashi says Hashem. The first two phrases in the pasuk. Hashem behechal kacho. Hashem bach shemayim kiso. Hashem is so high up and so raised. There are those that think that Hashem is so kadosh that he has nothing to do with the world, and he's so raised and out there. No. Even though you read the pasuk like this, Hashem behechal kacho. Hashem bach shemayim kiso. Even though that's true, but still ein av yechazu. Right, his eyes see, his eyes recognize, and take part, right? And that's, of course, one of the animamins. We believe in one of the Yesodos Emunah that Hashem cares about what we do, and Hashem rewards and punishes, schar ve'onesh, right? That's the one of the three Yesodos of the religion, according to the Sefer Ikarim, and one of the 13, according to the Rambam. The Rambam's number 10. Number 10, right? The Yesodos of the Rambam are grouped. Right, the first couple of Yesodos, the 13 principles of faith, the first few are about God. First few about God. Hashem exists. There is no other God. Hashem is not physical. Hashem was always here. Hashem is the only one to daven to. Right, that's five, the first five. That's one group. Then you have the next ones about the communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and man. And that is number six is Nevuah. Number seven is the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Number three is Torah ben HaShemayim, which is also about the communication between man and God. That's six, seven, and eight. And number nine is also included. The Torah will never be changed. Right, Lo Tei Mukhlefes. Right, then we have also about the connection between God and man, and that is our yesod of Schar Va'onesh. HaYesod HaAsiri, the Rambam says, which Rashi says is alluded to in our pasuk. Hashem is so high and so raised up, but he still focuses and looks at our actions. Shehu Yisala Yodea Ma'asei B'nei Adam below his Nicham. Hashem knows about man's actions, and he has not left them. V'lo kedasa omer azav Hashem es haaretz. Not like those think that Hashem left the earth. Elikamosha Amar, Gadol Hoitza, Virav Ha'alila, Asher Enecha Pekuchos, I'll call Darkei B'nei Adam, like is said in Yirmiyahu, Hashem always is watching. V'amar V'yar Hashem ki Rabba Ra'as Ha'adam Ba'aretz. Right, all the way at the beginning of time, in the end of Bereishis. V'amar Zaka Stom Va'amora ki Rabba. Hashem sees Stom Va'amora. Hare Elu Morim Al Yisod Ha'asiri Hazeh. Right, these psukim. He doesn't quote our pasuk, but it talks about this yisod. And then, of course, you have the last three that talk about, I guess, 10 and 11 have to do with us. 10 is that he sees, and 11 is about schar v'onesh. Not only does he see, but he's going to act based upon it. Yisod ha'chadasar hu yisala mishalem gemul tov l'misha mekayem mitzvah satorah u'ma'anish misha over alasar oseha u'shegmulo agadol hu olam haba va'onsho ha'chamur hakares. And that's the pasuk. Veshivu yisaleh mi asher chatali raya shiadul afanav haoved v'hachotei l'shalem gul tov l'zev alanosh hazeh. And then the last two, of course, Yimos Mashiach and trias hamesa. So that's mentioned and meant in this pasuk, where again Hashem is so high up, behechal kacha b'shvaim kiso, but still ein av yechazu afapav yivchanu b'nei adam. The Meshech Chachma reflects on this pasuk how the Malbim interprets it too. The Malbim says on the last part, Afapav yivchanu b'nei Adam. What does that mean? Hashem sees, but Afapav reflects that his eyes are hidden. His eyes are hidden, meaning doesn't perform miracles all the time. That's not the way, the purpose. But because of that, that's the yivchanu b'nei Adam. If Hashem had open miracles and communicated with us in the open, there wouldn't be schar v'onesh, there wouldn't be b'chira chavshis. That's why Afapav, the fact that his eyes are covered with eyelids, yivchanu b'nei Adam. Yivchanu b'nei Adam, that's what the Malbim says at the beginning of the Mizmar. Mizmar zeh yisvakach es b'nei doro, asher tanu al emunas hashgacha. They are towing on the belief in hashgacha. Mimasha harasha machtiras atzadik. That the Russia in this world has the crown. Vashem lo yaseh mishpat. Uchuvaso shebezeh yivchan es b'nei Adam. That's part of the bechina. Shim haya ma'anish es harasha tekev. If Hashem would punish the Russia right away, lo yamakom lo bechiro luschar v'onesh, right, that would not be afapav. If you were punished right away, the fact that he hides it, we get schar because it's challenging sometimes, and we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So that's part of the bechina, and that's what the Meshech Chachma says. The Meshech Chachma says in the end of the Torah, in Ha'azinu. in Ha'azinu, on the pasuk of Astira Panai Mehem, I will hide my face from them. So on that pasuk, the Meshech Chachma quotes our pasuk, Einav Yechazu Af Apav Yechanu Bnei Adam Pirusho Shecha Af Af Mechaseha Ayin Kidei Shelo Yazeg Lo Reiyas Hashemesh V'Chayose Bazeh. The eyelid is there for protection, so that the sun doesn't damage our eyes. V'Lo Yuzak Me Avak V'Chayote Bazeh, or that the dust doesn't damage our eyes. V'Lo Ze Amar Shehashkocha Pratis. Rak ma shelif amim nira kiluhu mechuseh. Sometimes hashkacha looks like it's covered. Rasha v'tovlo v'tzadik v'ralo hu k'tei livchon b'nei adam. That's to test us. Shem lo kein, because if Hashem wouldn't do it this way, lo haya harishus nesuna v'hayu mechrachim amaisa tova tzedek. K'mo shekasev v'menor samar, we wouldn't have a bechira. V'lazeh ha-hester hu kaf above. That's why hester panim is like eyelids. Rak k'dei sheyivchanu b'nei adam v'havein. Understand this, says the Meshech Chachma, that's what is meant in this pasuk. That's what the Malbim says is the purpose of this mizmar, to teach us that Hashem is hidden hashgacha. But David HaMelech is defending those that told him at the beginning of the perek, run away from the har, run away from the har of belief. But now Hashem, the pasuk continues, Hashem tzadik givchan. Hashem will often test those that that are righteous to give them more schar. Right? Look at the Mitzudas David. Mashani nirdaf mi Shaul. The fact that I'm running away from Shaul, David HaMelech rationalizes and explains to himself and to the others. Lo haya ba'avar avon. I didn't do anything wrong to deserve this. Rakein derech Hashem lahavchinas atzadik biyisurim im yamod b'sidkuso lahetav achri. So I recognize that Hashem is testing me. V'lo mi sin ato oto miyasro. It's not because of any sin that Hashem is being miyaser me. So that's the Hashem tzadik yivchan, and we know that the test and the true. Some say this is even Bnei Yisrael. Right, Bnei Yisrael, right when they were created, what is the message HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Avram Avinu by the Bris Men of Asarim? Bnei Yisrael, we're going to be in a strange land. And Va'avad Ve'inu Osam Avram Yoshana. And all the Mefarshim say, what did we need that for? We didn't do anything yet. And right away, we have a punishment, so to speak. We have difficulty, we have Yisurin. Right? Why is that? Why is that the ultimate destiny of the Jewish people even before we started? So there are different pshat, and one pshat is given that in order that the birth of Klal Yisrael is out of a sense of Hakaras HaTov. Right? That the birth of Klal Yisrael is an act of salvation. So we'll always be indebted and recognize the need of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one idea. Piksav HaKabbalah in Dvarim has a different way, that it's not that, but it's just that Yisurim refine. Even though we don't understand how, but Yisurim refine, and Bnei Yisur, and the Mitzrayim is called the Kur HaBarzel, right? Hashem took us out of the Kur HaBarzel of Mitzrayim. That's a refining, like we refine metals. So it's a Kur HaBarzel, right? In the fourth parak Dalet Pasachaf in Dvarim, Kur Hu Kli Shemizakin Boas Hazahav. Kizeh, says the Ksava Kabbalah, Hayatachlis Ha'amiti Hamuchuvan Mimenu Yisbarach L'Shabda Mitzrayim. Why was he Mishabi them? It's like this. It's like a bechina of this pasuk in Tehillim. Hashem tzadik yivchan. Litzarfam kizahav bikur sheyispardu hasigim, that the dross, that the psolas is separated, v'yishaer zav tarlavad, and it stays pure gold. Right, it stays pure gold. V'rakan Hashem nivcharu lekabalas haTorah. So too that the chalas haposhim meisu b'mei choshech. That's why some of the dross, some of those who didn't believe fully, died during choshech. V'rakan nisharim nivcharu lekabalas haTorah. Ki ilu hirbas Yisrael v'shpiel em tovos gedolos built the yashibud. If we would have just gone good, lo hayu misratzim lekabalem haTorah zos hoseras aleim alinyon of shayu regilam mehem. Right, the whole you might say that, you know, the Ksava Kabbalah says if we went straight to the Torah, so then straight to the goodness, and then we wouldn't want what all these limitations. Is this good for us? L'chein haisa me'atzas Hashem l'shabdam tachas o malchus kasha. You want to see what a malchus is like? This is a malchus kasha, and then you see mine. L'siva zu nitaru v'nisdaku achay ruin l'kabbalah Torah me'ratzon nafsham. That's the Ksava Kabbalah there. But that's this type of idea. Hashem tzadik yivchan. Hashem tests the righteous in order to purify them. V'rasha v'ohev chamas sa'na nafsho. A wicked person, and one who loves chamas, sana nafsho. Again, chamas, if you remember, was the ultimate final nail in the coffin of the Dor HaMabul, chamas of Gezel. And the question the Mefarshim ask is, why Dafka Gezel? Why was that so pernicious, and that was the final straw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, couldn't handle. So many of the Chiddushi Arim and other Mefarshim say maybe Gezel is symbolic of the fact that Hashem gives us kochos and potentials, and when we misuse it and we use our kochos for other things, that's stealing. That's stealing from a company. Imagine the company gives you certain things and you use it for personal use, personal benefit. It says that's stealing. That's chamas. And that's what chamas, and that's what we say in Ne'ilah. Lama nechta me oshek yadenu. Right? That is the sin that we come back to for Ne'ilah. And that's what it says here. Those who love chamas, those who love using Hashem's kochos that Hashem gave them for their own purposes. Right? Sana nafsho, Hashem hates that. Yamter, and David HaMelech Davis now, Yamter al Rishayim, rain on them. Pachim Eish, Hashem's going to rain down on them coals of fire. V'gufris v'ruach zilafos, right? Fire and brimstone, menas kosam, the portion of their coast. That's what Hashem's going to rain down on them, because that's what they deserve. And the parak ends off, ki tzadik Hashem tztakosahev. Hashem is a tzadik, and he loves tzakos. And he loves stakos, right? The Gemara says, in Pesachim, the Rinas Yitzchak says, the Gemara says in Pesachim, there are three people that Hashem loves. Three people that Hashem loves. Kuf Yud Gimel Mabez. Shlosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avon. Three people that Hashem loves. Mi She'eno Kaweis, someone who doesn't get angry. Umi She'eno Mishtaker, someone who doesn't get drunk. Umi She'eno Ma'amid Amidosav. And three people who are Mevater, right? They give in, they don't hold to their line. Right, they're ma'avir al-midosav. They're not ma'amid al-midosav. So what are these? Because these are similar. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, is ma'avir al-midosav, and Hashem is always focused in and not mishtaker in that way. So he suggests that maybe, you know, Hashem loves those who are like Him. Right, Hashem always loves those that are like that's the Maharal. Maharal writes in Midas Hakas, ki be'elu amidos mistame el borei akol v'hadome ye'ehav es hadome. That's what the Maharal writes in Netiv Hakas, and maybe that's the pasuk here suggests the Rinas Yitzchak now. Right? Ki Hashem tzadik, Hashem is a tzadik. Ki tzadik Hashem tztakos ohev. So he loves tztakos because he likes similar to him. And interestingly, that the mitzvah on the other side, Hashem loves those that are like Him, but the mitzvah is for us to be like Him. Right? V'halachta v'drachav. Hashem wants to love us, so to speak. Hashem wants to love us. So He wants to love us. So that's why He gives us a mitzvah to be like Him, and the more we are like Him, the more He loves us. Right? That's all the way at the end of the Torah. I mean, it's quoted eight times. The Chavetz Chaim in his Akdama to Avos Chesed points out that eight times in the Torah, in different ways, we are commanded to be like Hashem. One of them is towards the end of the Torah of Alachta Bedrachav, Perachav Ches Pasuk Tes and Dvarim, and that's the pasuk that the Chinuch quotes for the source of the mitzvah. Shin tavinu la'asos kol ma'aseinu b'derech ha'yosher v'ato b'chol kochenu. We're commanded to do all of our actions straight. U'la'atos kol v'reinu asher b'ineinu v'in shaloseinu derech ha'chesed v'arachamim, like we know Hashem does. Like we know Hashem does. So we have to be like Hashem, right? Be like Hashem in always. Mahu racham avatai echanun. Mahu chan avatai echanun. Rav Soloveitchik spoke about this at length. He expanded. Mahu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is creative. So too, we have to be creative, just like Hashem. Right? One of the Pshatim of the Medrash says that Hashem was Bore Olam Usu Machrivan. And He destroyed worlds and built and destroyed worlds. So what's the message for us? That sometimes, even if we build something and it doesn't work out, we got to try to build again. Trying to build again. That's one of the pshatim of the dinosaurs. But this is a mitzvah haseh daraisa, to be like Hashem. And we learn from this pasuk that Hashem loves those that are like Him. So this pasuk is good for us. Right? The chinuch says, "V'overal zeh ve'enam mishtad elayshur drachav. If I don't try to straighten my ways, v'lichvosh yitzro l'sakin machshavosav, I'm mevatel the yaseh. Mevatel the yaseh, because then we're not going to fulfill what we need to do." And then the last phrase, Yashar Yechzu Paneinu. Hashem loves those that are Yashar, a Yechzu Paneinu, that look in the face, right? Those that are Yashar. Right? What does this mean? So I saw a number of the Achronim connect this. What do you mean? Those that can look in the face? We know the Rambam lists off the levels of tztaka, different levels of tztaka, right? The Sheish Milos, right there, here in Matnas Aniyim, in Perek Yud. Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Shmona Malos Ish Mistaka, Zula Malamizu, eight levels of Staka. The highest level is giving somebody a job, right? Giving them a gift, giving them a halva, giving them, just so that they don't fall. You know, V'chzakta b'ulger v'tasha v'chayimach. Lower than that is anonymous. Anonymous both sides. Why? Because when the Ani knows that I gave it to him, he's going to be embarrassed to look at me. He won't look at me straight. Won't look at me straight. There's even a beautiful line in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi has a line in Arla. How do you know if there's a type of tree that's connected to an old tree and a new tree, where the nutrients coming from? So Yerushalmi in Arla says in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Simana, Da'achal min chavrei bois mistaklabe. Where it gets nourished from, it doesn't point to that one because it's embarrassed. It's embarrassed to point to the one that it's getting nourished from. So that's this pasuk. If you can look straight, so that's Hashem loves that. Right, Yechazu, right, Yashar, Yechzu Panemo, those that can look straight in the face of those that support them, right? So that's the best, because that means there's no embarrassment. Okay, we will stop here in this parak.